Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is about insects that crawl and fly. Some insects move along the ground. Some flutter through the air. And all around us, insects are busy doing important work, even when we don't always notice them. Let's slow down for a moment and take a closer look together. Milo the monkey and Ella the elephant are outside on a warm day. Suddenly, Milo freezes. Right near his toes, a tiny bug crawls along the dirt. Milo leans closer, squinting as he watches it move. His head tilts. He taps his chin with his hand. Ella, he whispers. Look. Ella steps closer too. The bug is an ant, carrying a crumb almost as big as its body. It moves quickly past their feet, never stopping as it goes. Ants are small, but very busy. As the ant crawls away, Milo and Ella begin to wonder. Ants are insects. And insects are tiny living creatures with small bodies and six little legs. Their bodies are made of parts that help them move, eat, and explore the world around them. Some insects crawl along the ground, like the ant Milo and Ella just saw. Some insects hop or jump, and some insects can fly through the air. Milo keeps looking at the ground. This insect is crawling, he says. Ella taps her chin. I wonder, she says in a curious voice, do all insects crawl? Just then, bzzz, something floats through the air above them. A bee buzzes from flower to flower. Some insects crawl along the ground. Ants move quickly with their six little legs, carrying crumbs and exploring tiny paths. They don't have wings, so they stay close to the ground as they go. Other insects move through the air. They use their wings to fly from place to place. Bees buzz from flower to flower. Butterflies flutter past on gentle wings. Dragonflies zip by so fast they almost disappear. And some insects can crawl and fly. Milo watches the bee for a moment, then smiles at Ella. Ella smiles back as they keep walking. After a few steps, Milo slows down again. He feels curious. He taps his chin. I wonder, he says, what do insects do all day? They glance back at the ant, still moving along the dirt. It doesn't stop. It just keeps going and going and going. Insects spend their days doing many things. They look for food. They explore the world around them. They rest when they're tired. And sometimes they help. Bees carry pollen from flower to flower, helping new plants grow. Ants clean up tiny crumbs on the ground. While Milo and Ella walk in wonder, the insects keep moving too, busy with their own tiny lives. Milo watches quietly. So insects eat and explore and help, he says. Just like us, Ella adds. For a moment, they stand together, thinking. Insects can do a lot of pretty amazing things. Not far away, something bright red catches their eye. A ladybug lands on a green leaf. It crawls slowly, moving one tiny leg at a time. Milo and Ella step closer, but not too close. Look, Milo says. Ella leans in just a bit. Let's see if it's an insect, she says. Does it have six legs? Together they count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little legs. The ladybug pauses for just a moment. Then its wings open and it lifts into the air, floating softly to another leaf nearby. Milo's eyes widen. It can fly. The ladybug crawls again, safe and calm. Milo takes a step back, giving it space. Milo and Ella stay right where they are. Around them, insects crawl along the ground and move through the air, going about their tiny lives in the world they all share. The end. Insects crawl and fly. They eat, explore, and rest. They help the world in quiet but big ways. If you look around, do you see any insects near you? Do they crawl along the ground or fly in the air with their wings? What's your favorite insect?
A ladybug, because they can fly and fly.
You can watch them, wonder about them. They're pretty cool. Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.